Fanny Market Week, Member Showroom, February 4th, Monday through Friday, New York, Shoe Expo, Warwick Hotel. I'm here with the new executive director, John Herron. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me with us.
Well, this is very exciting for me because I grew up in the shoe business, so I'm extremely happy to be here. Also, we're here with Ron Fromm. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Good to meet you, Paul.
And you have been a president and been with the organization for some years?
I've been in shoe business for close to 40 years and was privileged to be the director of Fanny for the last five.
Okay. Well, maybe you're in your new position, John, if you could tell us, what is Fanny?
Fanny is the New York shoe marketplace. We bring together the top wholesalers in the country with the top retailers in the country to establish a marketplace where people do the majority of the shoe business in the United States.
The Fashion Footwear Association of New York strengthens business throughout the industry, champions charitable works to benefit the community, and fosters excellence and talent through education. Bringing world-class footwear exhibitions to elite international buyers in the fashion capital of the world, New York City. Fanny is fashion forward, recognizing and nurturing emerging designers to be vital contributors in shaping the now. Fanny works directly with designers and brands to improve brand strategy, brand exposure, and provide digital marketing support. Business drives progress. And Fanny invites you to move forward together as the footwear industry continues to grow. Marshaling the strength and unity of those in fashion footwear, Fanny empowers the industry in charity to have a positive impact in lives today and tomorrow. From leading Fanny Shoes on Sale, the dedicated effort donating millions of dollars to fund First Step breast cancer research, to giving individuals the chance to take part in social and philanthropic events during market weeks. Fanny is the heart of the industry. Education is the cornerstone to vitalize and grow the footwear industry. Working with the renowned Arsutoria School in Italy, Fanny funds scholarships and fosters workshops to e-learning courses. Fanny is paving the way for a new generation of talented footwear professionals. The future depends on education, innovation in technology, and excellence in design. Fanny's ability to form strategic alliances, provide top quality service, and create essential resources is a benefit to all businesses. There is no better time to be part of a group that puts your interests and the industry first, while providing opportunities and the privilege to give back to the communities that support us. Be part of the future. Be part of Fanny.
Okay, so behind you actually is a very descriptive list of some of the most famous shoe companies in the world, and I believe, I guess, some are here, some have showrooms. How does it all work?
Well, look, our core membership has their own showrooms. If you're a major player in the footwear industry, you're in New York and you have a showroom in New York. So we're in Upper Midtown. There's buildings that have many showrooms very close to here at the Warwick Hotel. So our strategy really is to have a centrally located area where we have our headquarters. We have several floors in this hotel which have smaller exhibitors. Obviously on this floor we have four mid-sized exhibitors, and then the multinational, multi-branded companies are in their individual showrooms that surround us in the neighborhood, if you will. So behind us you have a listing of all our different showrooms, which are individual and spread throughout the city. And then we have up to 50 brands that show in the Warwick Hotel.
So Ron, let me ask you, because my dad told me a little Terry shoe shop we had in Tarrytown, New York. All right, so I grew up in the business and I love the shoe industry. Is the business changed greatly? Not at all. People still have feet. People's feet hurt them. People's feet don't hurt them. They have a lot of bones in those feet. The hands and the feet have the most bones in the body. But ask somebody who has foot is hurting them, and they're probably in a bad mood. Has the business changed, though, in the shoe business?
you know that, like all businesses, it's changed pretty dramatically, and particularly over the last 4 or 5 years as technology allows us to tell our stories to more people are direct to consumer, more people shop online and then go to the stores to find out what they want. And so there's a tremendous amount of change in how the industry is engaging with the consumer and making that all work. On the other hand, yes, it still is shoes. It's the basic functional need of most people. And so there's millions and millions of pairs of shoes sold each year to just fulfill that function. But at the same time, there literally are millions of people who are also trying to make sure that they're making a fashion statement and living with their peer group and working through that. I think the other big dramatic change is that just like most of America, we're much more casual today in our dress and around the world. And that's really helped the footwear business to the extent that when a shoe laces up, it fits better. When a shoe laces up, you can build different performance factors in that shoe. It's those elements. So today, we've got the whole element of fashion and comfort coming together with the element of fashion and dress. And so it's really made the industry, in a way, a little bit more robust.
And the actual, some of the fashion side of it, there's some wild-looking shoes out there. I mean, it's in my mind, I think my father, I don't know, he's not with us anymore, but he would sort of like a flip if he saw some of the styles that are out there now. So people have really become quite creative.
There's no doubt creativity is a cornerstone. Innovation in our industry is a cornerstone of why the footwear industry continues to evolve. One of the things that the industry also has is seasonality. And so the closet has to change as the seasons change. And so you have more opportunities for purchasing.
John, tell us about now, you have a great outreach and you've had it for a bunch of years here. And as QVC, I know, has been a part of it, Fanny's Shoes for Sale, Let's Continue to Make Great Strides, A Brighter Tomorrow's Together. This is all about Breast Summer with your toes in sand. Great outreach.
The Footwear Association of New York has partnered with breast cancer research for the last 20 years. This will be our 26th year. We've been partnered with QVC for 25 of those years and raised over $56 million for first-stage breast cancer research. Concept is very simple. Our member organizations donate shoes, which are sold on QVC in the month of October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the proceeds from those sales, the proceeds generated from those sales, go to 10 different hospitals that fund first early stage breast cancer research in a search for a cure. It's very near and dear to our hearts and all of our members' hearts about this is the charity that the footwear industry supports. We're really proud of the history of it. And, you know, it started in New York. And, again, we're going to have a 26th anniversary this October and 25 of those years with QVC as our retail sponsoring partner. So we're very proud of that relationship.
So, actually, I'm meeting you through Suzanne, who initially mentioned this outreach, and you know, we're good news and we have a tremendous amount of shows. So Evelyn Lauder and all these Cedar Sinai and some of these hospitals, Wheel, I've done many shows with our cancer, because cancer is a concerning health issue. How come you guys selected that one?
So, you know, I can only try to speak for the founding fathers, but, you know, 25 years ago, a group of women and a group of company executives first started to hear about breast cancer starting to affect their employee bases and their elements of life. So what can we do? And we went out to Central Park, and we took a whole group of sample shoes, and we had a big sale in the park, and lots of people came. We sold tickets on Ticketron, and it was a huge success. Unfortunately for us, one of the new companies that was just emerging then was QVC, and they said, how would you like to take that story nationwide? And so we have And in that process, we've been able to establish ourselves with 10 unique comprehensive cancer centers across the nation. We started here in New York. We went to John Wayne in California, Cedars Sinai in California. Our newest one is from Washington University in Seattle. And we cover Michigan and Arkansas and St. Louis and Siteman Center. So tremendous outreach across those cancer institutes. And one of the things that we've been able to do is to work with those cancer specialists and to be able to spread the word across that group of hospitals and those elements of there. You know, I wouldn't want to say what has been the impact of Fannie on the research for breast cancer. Well, you know, maybe it's just a tiny little bit. Maybe it's just a little bit. But I can tell you that over 26 years with feeding our funds, the first step research, we have been able to help our research hospitals garner over $400 million worth of government grants that all go into breast cancer research. So 25 years ago, our cry was awareness. What could we do to create the awareness about breast cancer? You know, maybe a decade ago, you know, our cry was, how far away are we from a cure? And today, when you look at the survival rates from breast cancer, they have exploded in how many people now survive the disease. And in some cases, through treatment and otherwise, we truly can say that we have breast cancer patients who are now cancer-free and cancer-free for decades. And that's a tremendous accomplishment. And for the footwear industry, it just plays a role in it.
Oh, that's really, really great. John, congratulations. When you help some, you're helping the world, no doubt about it. John, let me ask you, because I noticed that you have some group here from South Africa. So the international presence of the show and the future internationally. I mean, this is your 40th anniversary? Did I?
40th anniversary of the Fannie as an organization.
Right, okay. So the future.
New York is a mecca for a lot of different industries, and footwear is no different. People from around the world gather in New York to do not only domestic business but international business. This, like last show, we had a delegation from East Africa here. This show, we have South Africa.
Yeah. Partners from Germany. Excuse me. All over Europe. So yes, no, it is an international show. The focus is the U.S. footwear business, but you know, we have partners from European countries and South American countries, and obviously a lot of our manufacturing is done in Europe and Asia. So it really is an international vibe to it, our organization and the marketplaces that we create.
Fantastic. Okay, let me just ask you one last question. First of all, there's a website that people can learn more about your organization.
Fannie.org, FFANY.org.
So you're a nonprofit organization?
We are. We're a nonprofit industry association. FFCF, the Fashion Footwear Charitable Foundation, is a charitable nonprofit.
Okay. My last question, just because we're very involved with this, and I happen to know the shoe companies are involved with this outreach. We're involved with the International Day of Peace. And since we're talking about nonprofits, we're talking about doing good things here, and living life peacefully, living life with your feet feeling good is a good thing too. So I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? If you guys wouldn't mind sharing, what does peace mean for you?
Being friendly to my neighbors, whether that's the guy who lives next door to me or the person that lives around the world from me. I think being friendly and being a good person and working together and living together, that's peace to me.
All right, Ron, you're the chairman, the historical one. Peace for you.
I think peace is a sense of freedom. That you have a tranquility and purpose of what you want to do, where you want to do it, with who you want to do it, and how can we create that type of collaborative environment.
All right, guys. Congratulations. Thanks for all you do. It's a real honor to be here. Thank you. Thank you.